Hi, Audioboo. This is one of those awkward moments, like bumping into a friend you haven't seen for a while, and maybe you haven't made an effort to talk to them or something. And I was doing an interview the other day with Joanna Penn from the Creative Pen. Really nice interview. We had a really good time chatting. I was doing that for a podcast that I'm doing towards my degree in multimedia design. And during the interview, we spoke a bit about Audioboo. And it's not something I decided to include in the actual podcast, but we did talk about Audioboo for a little bit. And made me realise that I miss Audioboo. That what I used to use Audioboo for was kind of just sharing thoughts, really. How my day was going, kind of not kind of, you know, producing a podcast or spending a lot of time on producing that piece of media, but actually just doing it in a more casual way, just getting the phone out and talking about my day, what I'm up to, all kinds of things, and talking about Audioboo the other day with Joanna just made me realise I miss it. I miss just being able to whip the phone out and, I don't know, just do a mind dump, I guess. So I was out walking the dog now. I've been out filming this morning. The last couple of months, or the last 3 months, really, 3 or 4 months, I've been doing an internship at a company in Aarhus called RedWeb. And they produce websites, but they also want to start producing videos. And my background in film and TV and stuff, you know, basically means I'm starting up a video production facility inside that company. They've never made videos before. So really, the video production side is me coming in and us trying to figure out how we can start making videos for some of their clients and stuff. So the last, like, few months have really been, I've been going at like 200 miles an hour already. It's literally like been starting up a business really together. And the aim now is my internship's kind of over, but I'm still there because we're talking about it turning into a job. We've kind of spoken about me starting to get some kind of freelance pay now. And then after the summer, because here in Denmark, the months during the summer, kind of, you know, June, July, Denmark pretty much shuts down. I mean, people don't really do any business, things don't really happen, everyone buggers off on holiday. So we've been talking about me actually being employed with them after the summer. And that will give me some time to finish off my education and stuff too, and take some time out. Because finishing my degree in multimedia design and doing an internship at RedWeb and kind of working all the extra hours that I've done so that I can turn it into some kind of employment, and it's definitely going that way now, has been really hard. I've been going at like 200 miles an hour the last 3 or 4 months, and today I was kind of filming at a conference called New Tones, which was about music and education. Got to do some interviews with some really cool people. Got to do an interview with a guy called Mark Prensky. I think his website is markprensky.com. He's also on Twitter. A really fascinating guy to talk to. So that'll interview will be going up online. I'll throw that on my Twitter stream sometime soon when it goes up online. And got home, came out, did some shopping for the family, came out to walk the dog, and just suddenly tired. The last few months just suddenly hit me. I'm really tired. And it's those moments where I think Audioboo is there. Suddenly hit me. I'm tired. I've been working really, really hard the last few months, and I haven't taken the time that I used to do before I started going at 200 miles an hour to take some time with Audioboo. There's something really therapeutic about just talking like this and just offloading your thoughts, and somehow that helps you kind of offload a few thoughts and make a few thoughts maybe concrete, and it means you can kind of move on and get on with other things. It helps you kind of put things behind you, put things in perspective, I think. And that's what I kind of really realized I miss about Audioboo, that I like that I can offload the contents of my brain onto Audioboo. Maybe people listen, maybe people don't, but I think the beauty of Audioboo really is that it's just there, and it actually doesn't matter whether people listen or not. It's there as a place to log and offload your thoughts and have a record of them. So I can go back through my own Audioboo record, really, and see what I was thinking a year ago or 6 months ago. Or I can't go back and see what I was thinking last week because I didn't do any Audioboos last week or the week before that. I haven't done any for a number of months. And that's something I want to change, because I really do miss Audioboo, and I miss this. I miss just being able to talk and share my thoughts, and hopefully anyone who listens can get something out of it, see what my life is about. And I miss actually listening to Audioboo. So that's certainly what I got out of it, was being able to listen in on other people's lives, see what's going on with them. And somehow it's just, you know, we all talk about social media, and we all talk about sharing, and then we all talk about marketing on social media and blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, something like Audioboo, what I love about it is that it is people just sharing, and it's sometimes people not sharing because they're marketing anything to you or they're trying to sell you anything. Quite often it's people who just want to share what they're doing and share their thoughts. And you just get a glimpse quite often into other people's lives, and somehow that makes you reflect on your own life and can help put things into perspective, and realize that there's other people out there who are going through the same things that you are. I heard a quote today from this guy Mark Penske, who said, if you're not struggling, then you're not doing things right. And that really, I think maybe that's also something that made me realize that I need to get back on Audioboo and start doing this, because it's a way of sharing your struggles and offloading them and helping you move on from them. So, I don't know, the whole combination of thoughts really that I'm throwing out now, but it all boils down to the fact that I just realized, Audioboo, I miss you. And I really do want to start booing again and sharing the contents of my head. And yeah. All right, I'm going to go. Got to go and make dinner for my family and relax for the rest of the weekend. But Audioboo, thanks. And yeah, I'm glad you're there.